Our next topic is the PUC Electric Grid Resiliency Program and what it means to development. Our speaker is Jamie Malden. She's a principal with the Austin firm of Lloyd, Gosselink, Rochelle, and Townsend, and she focuses on electric, gas, water, and telecom regulation. Let's welcome Jamie. Let me get out of your way.
Hi, everybody. I hope we're ready to stop talking about water. And I love talking about water. I also practice water utility regulation. But we are going to focus on electricity and the insane amount of investment that's going on in the state to address severe weather crises and hurricanes, wildfires, winter storms, you name it. I've been listening to the last few sessions, and it's just so remarkable how much money it costs to update water systems, and we're talking about billions of dollars, and you see that, and you think, oh my God, how could anyone ever get billions of dollars? Well, I'm about to blow your mind, because our investor-owned electric utilities are asking for and receiving billions of dollars in these newly created resiliency plan programs. So we're going to chat about that. All right. So I'm going to skip this one. Back in 2023, the legislature passed HB 2555, which is now codified in the Public Utility Regulatory Act, which I will call PURA. You might hear it referred to that. The legislature intended for this statute to promote the use of resiliency measures to enable electrical transmission and distribution infrastructure to withstand extreme weather conditions, which improves the utility system resiliency, reliability, and will further reduce system restoration costs. So I'm going to go back. So the definition of reliability is the quality or state of being reliable, suitable or fit to be relied on, which is dependable. We expect our grid, our electric grid, to always be reliable, right? And when it's not, everyone gets big mad, okay? I'm sure you all remember. and if you have a local distribution outage and you don't have power at your house, I'm sure you also get big mad. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about resiliency. So electric utilities are always supposed to have a reliable system. That's just part and parcel, right? The resiliency is the ability of something to return to its original size and shape after being compressed or deformed, the ability to recover from or adjust easily to adversity or change. So what the legislature did was say, hey, we're going to create a plan that will allow our investor-owned electric utilities that are regulated by the Public Utility Commission to file system resiliency plans. And these plans are designed to help allow the utilities to invest in their systems to increase resiliency. So wildfire mitigate. We're going to go through all this, but that's what the plan is. That's what the legislature did. So let's talk about the PUC. I'm assuming you all know what the PUC is, Public Utility Commission. It regulates investor-owned electric utilities. So what I'm going to be talking about here are the IOUs, your Oncor's, AEP, CenterPoint, those utilities. They're the ones that are filing these plans. They're the ones that can underneath this legislation. That's not to say that your co-ops and your municipally owned utilities aren't increasing their spending. They probably are, but they're just not being approved by the PUC because the PUC doesn't have original jurisdiction over those utilities. So we're just focusing on the IOUs. They serve all over the state, so we're going to take a look at that. Okay, so